It's time for In What World with the Doyen of Talkback, Sparty.
But where do you go,
yes. The great Spartan. I'll tell you what, you should be up and about because My Mail is strong. And My Mail suggests that you are a first-time winner on the Thoroughbred Spartan. Is that true?
Yes, it is, Joel. When I was a seven-year-old, sitting on the front porch with my old man at Campbelltown, and he was changing the puncher in my BMX, I said, Dad, one day, Doug, I'll have 2.5% of a winner in the last race at Newcastle in late November 2021. He told me to wake up to myself, but get that up, you Doug.
Yeah, get Munger, that up, you Doug.
Yeah.
You know who tipped me off? Richard from Russell Lee.
Yeah, Richard from Russell Lee is probably the bloke who's also the same bloke from Richard from Concord.
Anyway, oh, right.
Yeah, true story is I actually totally forgot it was running. I cannot believe it. I was busy putting together a couple of carcasses, as Brian had now been in the trade. And I had the rattle gun out and knocking up a few carcasses. And then I got a call from aforementioned Richard saying, and I quote, it pissed in. That was the quote. And I said, right? And I said, how many lengths did it win by? And he goes, just one. But that's how we talk in the racing world.
Well,
it won. It only paid $26. So glad that I missed it.
We're just looking at this now. Sportsbet, $27 the win, $7 the place. To May. Dear. Anyway, Spartman, we can't carry our divots here on this great program. We need to march forward up the course. What have you got for us?
No. Well, the good news is, boys, is that, as you know, I'm a massive fan of reality TV. And some massive news has been divulged over the last couple of days is that Abby Chatfield and Conrad, and this is the hyphenator, BN Stevens, are officially an item.
Ooh.
Now,
gotcha.
Yeah, Abby is the 24-year-old star of Bachelor Season 7, Bachelor in Paradise, I'm a Celebrity, she's an author, a columnist, vintage car collector, current holder of under 15 long jump record in the northwest region of Sydney.
Yeah.
So she's an all-rounder and on the cusp. I guess she'd probably what you call an influencer, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
You know, she's on the cusp. Now, Conrad with a K, Fletch, which is different, K-O-N-R-A-D, Conrad, B-N, B-I-E-N, Stevens with a P-H, he's a 31-year-old carpenter from Melbourne. And he starred on The Bachelorette. He's got hair like, I'll just describe him, hair like Eminem, you know, the rapper.
Yep.
He's gone that sort of bleach look. Pretty good style of a bloke. He looks like he likes to dress in black, you know, the all black look.
Mm-hmm.
Ankle panning non-soccer, of course, goes without saying. Anyway, they were, per chance, in the same nightclub in Byron Bay. Push come to shove, and the next thing you know, they're passion, and it's on.
Oh.
So, big news. Fletcher, you'd be on top of these relationship, wouldn't you?
Yes, I see Abby quite a bit. She's in Bondi, but I thought she was with the ladies as well. She's got a ladies.
Conrad's not a lady, but
No. I know that. So she might go. She might be bisexual. I know she's.
Yeah, what do you call those things where you're back each way? What do you call those bets you have?
E-wed.
E-wed.
An E-wed.
Might be an E-wed.
I do know that she's quite prolific in the sex toy game.
Is she?
Oh, she's made an absolute squillion.
Good on her.
Well,
like the stars.
Do you think that maybe, given he's a carpenter and very handy on the tools, there could be some kind of joint venture in said retail?
Ooh. Toys and tools.
Like getting a bit of like a new meaning to like tongue and groove, all that sort of stuff.
Well, I was more thinking, I guess that's where I was going with it. But I didn't know up until you just told me that she sold. I suppose people, if people need them, you've got to have someone to sell them.
Yeah, but you're getting a chippy.
Brian.
You're making these toys out of a bit of 4B2, you think? It's cheap. You'd have to get the lathe out, I'd imagine.
The lathe.
And you'd have to go with a softwood. And one that would be self-sealing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Probably teak.
Yeah. No.
Teak's Jarrah. A beautiful timber.
No red gum.
No. And certainly not a eucalypt or an Australian
native.
Ooh,
that would cause some issues down there. You'd have to get
not working. Anyway, quite interesting in this new age world that we live in. You know, I remember it used to just be that you'd meet someone at a blue light disco or wherever it was, or a nightclub, wherever it might be, and and then the next thing you know, you're keeping company, as they used to say in the old days. But what I like about Abby, A-double-B-I-E, which I find interesting, maybe it's because I'm the daughter, one of my daughters is the traditional spelling. But anyway, Abby, after I think it's 632,000, but I'm going to go with 632 million Insta followers.
Ooh.
If she, and I quote, should pursue a relationship with a man who has come into her life, given they are the same star sign, surely it will work. So she's coming from a very good platform that she's going to ask her Instagram followers and basing it on the fact that they share the same star sign. So that's what she wants to know. And there was a resounding 43.6% said, yes, go for it. The other 57% were either didn't care or maybe were thinking about the each way option, which has got me thinking about it now, Brian, as well, as I sit here and look at the computer. Meanwhile, Conrad's equivalent, he was at Smoko and just asked the plasterer and Tyler and said, what do you reckon? And
what percentages?
Said, we don't really give a shit, Conrad, with a K, just get back to work and build us some walls. Quite interestingly, he's a big fan of 450 centres with the studs when building a stud wall.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
he goes that way.
He goes that way. A lot of people
don't trust him.
Pimp and go 600 these days.
Mm. Nah.
Conrad with a K,
it's not going to work. I can see this is not going to work. I give them.
Yeah, I agree.
I give them. They're gone before Christmas Eve.
Righto, and you base that on what? His lack of carpentry skills and
on the
getting the product
on the 450, Roy. He's going to spend too much money. It's done.
Oh right, you reckon he's going to bring that over to the
He's going to spend all her
the
dosh.
Product
because she's the one flying with the sex toy. Go, she's got all the money. What's he doing?
Mm.
He's getting $35 an hour as a subby. Ta-da.
Well, he's passionate in Byron Beach pubs.
Yeah, that's all they
so
do.
He's got something going on about him.
It's not his hair. Maybe I'm just looking at the photos. His hair is horrific. His palms are sweaty, but his hair is awful.
Is his mum's
and what about the necklace? Like he's got the chain that they put the, you know, at the end of building sites. Well, when building sites are underway, you just have the temporary fencing. You got to chain it up at the end of day.
Yeah,
looks
SPS.
Looks like he keeps that around his neck for later on so he doesn't lose it.
It's horrific.
I think the big key here is, you know, when Brangelina, like Brad and Ange got together, they got the Brangelina. They've already got the Conrabby. People are calling them Conrabby with a K. Sounds like a disease, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Really?
It is.
Yeah. Yeah. They're good. I love it when they do that with partners, like names like that. I remember when the Western Australian jockey Ellie Cockrum and Travis Head were going to get together.
Oh, that's
that
right.
That was never going to work, was it?
I know. I never knew what head cock meant.
No. Either way, it was never going to work out.
Yeah,
well.
I never knew what. Now I got it. Gotcha.
Outstanding.
Yeah, so bloody great news for all. Brian, I love the way you've got faith. I reckon they'll get the New Year's. She called him. She's 24, just before we finish up. She's already calling. There's a 7-year age gap. And she says, I don't want to be the toxic one in this relationship. And he asked, why does anyone have to be toxic?
Oh, good answer.
Wow, that's deep. That's deep.
Nah, they're
she
gone.
She then paused. Gone. Yeah, they're gone. Well, this will finish it off, Brian, because she then paused laughing and said, oh, sweet boy. She's 24, he's 31. This is, you know what? I'm going to use an old-fashioned term. This relationship is already rooted.
Yep.
It's going nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, bloody ridiculous.
This band's going
nowhere.
You know,
it's the swoop. You know, it's the swoop because she's just down the road from our man, Brooks. He could be the next one because he's a better style of bloke. I'm looking at Conrad with a K. And there's no doubt that Brooks is a better style of bloke than Conrad with a K, and he'd never bleach his hair like that, would he?
He's a DM specialist, I'll give him that.
Would you think about it, Brooksy? Would you? Could I imagine you and Abby together?
15 years. Yeah, possibly. She's an entrepreneur.
She's got amongst it early, hasn't she?
You'd be able to bring your sort of age and maturity and recent sort of dating experiences to her enterprise, I reckon, Brooksy. You could have your own range.
Bit of R&D.
Exactly. Yeah, so anyway, good luck to them. I hope they get on well. I missed a $26 winner yesterday. You know what the good news is, Joel?
What's that, Spart?
$307 prize money.
Oh, yes. Yes. Don't spend it all at once, Barty. Mate, well done.
No. Righto, fellas. Great. And wasn't it great having Maxi Rushton on? He's a good egg,
He's very good.
He's a good egg.
What, Sparty'd be very good at the game at the Culver House if it was rugby league. We'll talk offline about that.
Okay.
I think I know the rules.
We might have Sparty on to debut our Culver House equivalent.
Yep.
Stand by the phone, Spartman. And next time, mate, do what we do. Set the alarm on your phone so you know when it's about to jump.
I'm just so disappointed in myself, Joel. Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do. No. Yeah, I'm really upset at myself. It's a pivotal moment in my life. It's a crossroads, if you will, a sliding doors moment.
Yes, it is.
Anyway, the silent N stands for knobhead. See you, boys.
See you, mate. There's Sparty.